Okay, everyone, just letting you know, I'm going to try to change my intro message because this podcast was actually, when it first started, I thought it was very much all about books and poetry and quotes. But if I really think back, I guess it's always had this underlying tone of self-care and self-help, if you really think about it. And I don't know how it happened, but on Anchor, my podcast originally was categorized as books or literature. And somehow along the way, maybe they did it or somebody did it, but it was changed to self-help. Like, this is a self-help podcast. And I guess I didn't really realize that until I saw that. And then now I think about how many times I do a podcast and it's not even about, it's not even about reading books or anything. It's all about, like, I don't know how to get better, I guess. So I'm going to give it a whirl and try to change my beginning little spiel. So hang tight for that. I'm just giving you a little warning. Not really a warning, just more of a heads up. Hello, you are listening to Lyrical Audio Candy Tour. This is where we explore books, poetry, and quotes that please every taste. May they also help you to inspire little changes in your life so that you can begin to love the life you live. So let's go. I'll hold your hand. Literary treats await. Good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. It is 5/12/2024 at 8:59 a.m. This is basically a spontaneous podcast episode. I just thought I'd pop on here and put something out into the ethers just to connect with you and see how you're doing. Hope you're doing well. I'll tell you what I did this weekend and what I'm planning today. And I get to dance at about 10 o'clock, Shine Fitness. The instructor's Christina. She's amazing. She's been doing it for a while and she knows what she's doing. So everyone loves her. I will just basically fly by the seat of my pants and hopefully create something very whimsical for you for this Mother's Day. Hang tight. Okay, so every year in Minnesota at the State Fairgrounds, there is this wonderful plant sale called the Friends Plant Sale. And the great thing about this plant sale is that it's massive, number one. Any plant that you'd ever want to get your hands on, they pretty much have it. They're really, really good about providing native plants. So if you're looking for, I don't know, you're creating something in the back of your garden, in the back of your yard that's more geared toward butterflies, hummingbirds, that kind of thing, the native plants are the way to go. And yeah, if you just want something kind of wild and whimsical, and then you put out a couple like hummingbird feeders or whatever you do, dream big. This is a great place for you to go. I know it's actually still going on today, I believe, but it starts on Fridays, goes on Saturday and Sunday every Mother's Day weekend. So it's something that you can count on. I work every other weekend, so I had to plan my annual vacation. So I apply once a year at my work for annual vacation, and I had to apply for this weekend, this particular weekend. And it also worked out that my son had prom this weekend, so it was really nice to be able to, right after the sale, I zipped over to, it's like Peninsula Point Park or something like that, in Anoka, and I was able to meet up with the family, my son's girlfriend's parents. And we took some photos, and boy, did I wish that I would have looked at Pinterest before I came, just for some ideas, because I'm decent at photography, but I don't know everything. So you know, it's kind of the, you have to work with your terrain and kind of figure out on the fly, like, okay, how are we going to have them pose? So we were working with trees and different steps and against the railing and things. But the pictures turned out beautiful. She was just absolutely stunning. Gorgeous girl. So sweet too. Like, you know, it's the kind of girl you wish that your son would have, you know, as a girlfriend. She's just so sweet. Anyway, I'm really going off a track here. I told you this was going to be impromptu. Okay, so back to the sale. So if you want any kind of flower, any kind of herb, any kind of perennial or annual, go to the sale. The people watching is amazing. You can see all kinds of couples, all kinds of individuals. Anything goes. It's so accepting. I love it. I mean, we've got all kinds of looks. We've got tattoos. We've got colorful hair. We've got just all kinds of things going on. And it's a wonderful place where everyone loves to plant flowers and grow things and nurture things. And it's really a place of love and connection. And I just love it. So give it a try, maybe next year, or hey, maybe today, and get some fantastic stuff. The other cool thing about this sale is that they don't use I can't even pronounce it, nicotinoids. It's the bad chemicals that are really, really bad for the environment. They do not use that on any of their plants. Okay? They have rules. So that's what I also really enjoy about them. All right. Moving along to the next topic, which I don't know what it would be, but I'm trying to create a Pinterest board at the same time of doing this podcast. And we're going to see what we come up with. So go on to Lyrical ACT on Pinterest. You can find my Pinterest boards if you go to saved, not created, saved. You can see all the Pinterest boards I come up with. So far, I have created one that says every day should be Mother's Day, LOL. yeah, every day should be Mother's Day. Just a couple little tidbits. I'll find some quotes too that will kind of inspire you on there. Just little self-care Sunday, self-care things you could do. A little Mother's Day gift basket. Say you're just really trying to reach for, what do I get my mother, who pretty much has everything all set up in her life? What do I get her to make her feel special? And that might help you out before you go see your mom today. All right, hang tight. I'm getting all choked up trying to create this Pinterest board because I typed in Mother's Day quotes. And of course, all of these touching things are coming up. I love touching things, but I also love that other counterpoint of humor because sometimes I don't want to be sappy. I want to have humor in my life. Yeah. So I'm kind of tossing things on this board and some are sappy, some are not. And I'll read those off kind of periodically through this whole thing. But Mother's Day is multi-layered for me because I am a mom of three. And I have a mother. And I think about my sisters who are moms. And I think about my grandmother who is a mom. She's passed away, but she was a mom. And I think about all these different people in my life who experience motherhood, whether it's children, pets, you know, whatever it may be, mother of plants, whatever it may be, whatever you nurture in life, you are a mother. So it's multifaceted and it's, it is, I don't want to cry. It's, hold on. Okay. I had to come across this other quote that said, ain't no hood like motherhood. Just to kind of snap me out of this whole, like, woo, okay. I think as moms, we feel a lot of mom guilt when we think about life and investing all of our energy into our kids. I think we try to do the best job we can. And sometimes I think if you take time for yourself, you feel guilty. Like if you escape away to the gym for an hour or two, you feel kind of guilty. At least I think some people do. But filling your cup is really one of the best things that you can do for yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So I think kids need to see that. I think kids need to see that you have a life, that you do things that make you happy, that it's okay to have a lot of irons in the fire. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing that. Oh my gosh, look at her. She can do this and that and that. And really, that shows them that it's okay. It's okay to have all kinds of interests. And it didn't come out as well as I wanted it to. Basically, what I'm saying is I think women, moms, feel guilty when they start a business, or when they go out to that dance class, or when they go out for an evening with friends, or go to a girls' trip or something like that that's for themselves. They feel guilty. And again, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Just say that. Just say that mantra to yourself when you want to go do something that fills your cup. That's all I got to say. Mic drop. You know, the other thing I'll say is that just because you're a mom doesn't mean you have to button your shirt up all the way to your neckline. I mean, honestly, I have always been kind of more of a spunky, fun-loving, yet neurotically worried mother. And but the one thing that I've always been is I've always been spunky. So I remember I had some magnets on my refrigerator, and they were like these little 1950s black and white kind of, they weren't pinup girls, but they were kind of girls that were kind of posing in like old time bikinis. And underneath each picture, there was a word that would describe the mood of the photo. And it had this little square frame that you could slide from each picture. And so one of them was excited, you know, angry, sad, whatever the feelings were. One of them was spunky. I think it was spunky. And I remember my middle son always putting the frame on spunky when he was talking about my mood. And, you know, I think I get a lot of this from my mom, but really it comes from both sides of my family, but specifically when I think of spunky and fun and just grabbing life by, what would be a spunky thing to say? I do think of my aunt. Yeah, my aunt Doreen. And I also think about my great aunt, Donna. I come from a long line of women who were just outrageously, they were just outrageously exuberant and just so fun. So I feel really, really frickin' lucky. Okay. I have a blooper in my blooper sections about just this exact segment of what I was doing. I was talking about my upbringing, my mom, and everything like that. And then I just started just, I don't know. I felt like, how can I make this also interesting to my people, my tribe that's, you know, stuck with me over the years of listening. So I have memories of my mom growing up, and they were very just, you know, innocent memories of gardening and planting and watering and learning all of that as I was growing up. But some very distinct memories come to mind in the 80s. Oh my goodness. So my parents were divorced when I was in second grade. And so my mom, she had to sort of reinvent herself. And, you know, the 80s were here eventually, and, you know, the great music. And I just really remember my mom hanging out with her two friends. And on Friday nights, you know, she'd work so hard during the week. She'd drive like almost an hour to her job both ways. Single mom, you know, driving a rusted out car where we had to put a board in the bottom of the car so our feet wouldn't dangle out. Oh, fuck. And, you know, she just worked so hard. And she'd have to travel for her job. And she just, thinking back, she just really fucking worked hard. Anyway, so Fridays would come. She would bring us to the, do you remember, was it called Blockbuster back then? I don't remember. Anyway, it was like a VHS. It was one of those VHS places. And she would... Hold on a second. Okay, so she would make sure we were all taken care of. You know, we would go to the store and we'd get our treats. I always gravitated toward tortilla chips. You know, we'd all get our candy. She would make sure that we'd have our movies and everything like that. And I was old enough to watch my sisters. I think I was, I don't remember how old I was, but we definitely were in the age group where we didn't need a babysitter anymore, which was really nice. And so we would just power out the movies at night. My mom, it would be like this fun ritual where we'd be playing the music and they'd be kind of dancing around the house and I'd be dancing with them. You know, my love of dancing started very early, and it, you know, my mom loves to dance. So, you know, I would do my mom's friend's hair, you know, get them all ready for they'd go out dancing at the local, whatever bar, or whatever it was. And they would have fun. They'd work hard during the week and have fun on Friday night. And then my mom, the next day, no, Saturday, we'd always spend time together. We'd always go to the mall, shop together. So it was really, those were probably, I would say those were just the most fun times. And then, you know, I got to be with my sisters. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're so close. So... So that's what I mean by filling your cup, my mom. My mom went out to fill her cup. She went out to dance. She went out to shake her booty, you know, have fun with her friends. Make sure that we were okay, but also to show like, hey, it's okay to have friends. It's okay to have fun. And I think that was really, really great. I absolutely love it. I have such great memories. She never made us feel discounted or unincluded. It was always sort of this fun little event that we could partake in before she went. So kudos to her for really putting a lot of like balance into it, you know? And I have a dance class in about a half hour, but I like to get there a little tiny bit early. And I'm going to shake my butt. It may not be a club, but it's really the same thing. It essentially, I mean, sometimes I do imagine myself that I'm in a club. It's those little mind games that you play, especially when they have the lights on. Super fun. The only difference is that maybe some guy isn't coming up to me and, like, you know, invading my space, which I have experienced that. I went to, let's see, a bachelorette party. Oh God, this must have been almost a decade ago. And I don't know what it is about clubs, but I think as the drinks flow, the men get a little bit more grabby. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, you're dancing on the dance floor and all of a sudden some guy is coming up behind you. It's like, did I give you permission? Oh God, that's a whole nother topic. And I think that's why I really love dancing at the Y. As you know, as Christina has said multiple times over, this is a safe space. We're all here. Nobody's going to come up to you, but she always says this is a safe space. So I really appreciate it. Anyway, it's one of the best things going in my life. It wouldn't really matter if I went dancing at the Y or any other fitness place necessarily, because there's always great instructors. But what I'm saying is to be able to go to a space and have the club feel, but not have all of the invasions of your body. It's really nice. So I feel very blessed to have that. All right, moving along to whatever I can get my hands on. All right, I'll just read off some of these quotes that I found. Okay. Mom, you are my superhero. A mother is like a flower. Each one of us is beautiful and unique. Behind every great kid is a great mom. If moms were flowers, I'd pick you. So much of who I am is because of who you are. And then the last one I'll read is, Mom, thanks for helping me bloom. Okay, I promised you that I would talk about how to create a DIY Mother's Day basket on my Pinterest board. Every day should be Mother's Day. You could go to Hobby Lobby. My sons love Hobby Lobby, specifically my middle son who loves to paint. So anyway, go to Hobby Lobby or whatever craft store you want. Get a cute basket. Add a food item. So like, it could be chocolate, it could be tea, it could be whatever. Add a spa self-care item. So it could be a bath bomb, a candle, something like that. Get something also that says best mom or love you mom or you're the best mom, you're the greatest mom, whatever. It could be a coffee mug, a wine glass. Say your mom doesn't drink, like, you know, some of us. It could be a notebook for journaling. And then last but not least, don't forget the flowers. So you could put them on the side of your basket, or it could be just a cute little bouquet in the center of the basket. And that would be a basket that any mom would love. Now, I've found this Self-Care Sunday 55 relaxing activities. Actually, a lot of these could be applied to Mother's Day, honestly, because Mother's Day doesn't necessarily have to just be this, you know, so-called celebration. Literally, it could be something that makes you feel good and accomplished. I'm definitely going to plant my plants today, because that's what I do on Mother's Day. Typically, I'll plant plants that I bought. But it could also be taking like 15 minutes and organizing your junk drawer. I know this sounds so nerdy, but honestly, like say the party's over and you just get this wild hair up your butt to organize or declutter or something. It could be this. So don't feel bad. Don't feel bad on Mother's Day. Like, you know, you feel like you should be in the tub, but really you're just craving to declutter that. Yeah, I know. Or it could, so nerdy. And it could be on this list. Oh my God. Smile at yourself. Yes. Smile at yourself. So at the dance class, I think I'll look in the mirror while I'm dancing and smile at myself. And then you can point fingers at me and say, you are a nerd. pretty much. Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay. Cause I like who I am. All right. Anyway, go look at that list. Find something on there that maybe you didn't think about doing. Cry. Oh yeah. I already did that. Clean out your closet. That would take me probably the whole day to clean out my closet. There's so much stuff in there. Anyway, have a wonderful Mother's Day. Oh, I will actually put that on the next segment. I'll do an outro. All right. All right, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. Hope you enjoy whatever you may do. I'm going to marinate some flank steak. First, I'm going to bang it. I'm going to bang the crap out of it. And then I'm going to marinate it for about 2 hours. I looked up online a recipe for Mexican carne asada. So the recipe is like 1/4 cup lime juice, 1/2 cup orange juice, salt, pepper, 1/4 cup vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons of white vinegar. And then, of course, I'm going to throw some spices in there. You know, Cajun spice or cumin, garlic powder, that kind of stuff. And I'm going to let it marinate for 2 hours and we're going to grill it. So that is going to be, ooh, we have corn on the cob. We're going to grill that too. So I think we're going to make some sort of like carne asada situation. And I'm really looking forward to that. What else was I going to do today? Plant my plants. Oh, I know. Most important. So my sister, she's so thoughtful. So on Etsy, she has connected with a couple of the shops because of our business. And she enjoys supporting some of the local people on Etsy. Not local here, but what I'm saying is she supports small businesses, even though she herself is a small business. She supports small businesses. And there's this business called, I think she got it from this business called Dart and Dashery. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Well, anyway, she sells vintage type stuff. Well, she got 4 pink. They're like champagne glasses, but they're not the skinny kind, the flute kind. They're more of like the wide kind. And so I am going to, and my mom got me this dessois. It's that Katy Perry, you know, whatever, adaptogen type thing. I think it has ashwagandha in it. Ashwagandha has never really done anything to alter my mood. So that's why I'm going to go for it. I just don't want any altering. But apparently it's supposed to relax you, although it has had zero effect on me. So, and that's okay. But I'm really looking forward to enjoying a little mocktail in my new glass, my pink vintage glass. And to make life fun, I have these edible glitters that I've made some ice cubes. So I have these cute little glittery ice cubes that I'm going to put in there. The little things in life that just make you go, ah. I feel great too. I'm 4.5 months sober, and I can see the sparkle coming back in my eyes. My skin is glowing. I don't wear face makeup, by the way. So if you think my skin looks good, I think it's the glowingness of abstaining, honestly. And Yeah. The light is coming back. All right. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you next time. So I'll talk about my mom. I have wonderful memories growing up, just being outside, being in our gardens, my mom planting moss rose and transplanting irises. And so I've had that sort of, I don't know, that connection, I guess, with the dirt and planting and everything. And that seed was planted definitely by my mom and my dad, actually. So I remember watching her digging and smelling all of the blooms as I was growing up. So, and that came from her mother. And then that also came from the other relatives, you know, my great grandma, which was on my dad's side. So, is that on my dad's side? No, that was my mom's side. But my dad's side of the family, they were also farmers. So that whole thing came from, this is probably super boring for you. Like, I'm going to listen to her talk about her mom. Well, I mean, it really is a day of reflecting on your life. So I'm just reflecting.